It's time to get your news on. This broadcast is in text, audio and video and is accessed on wia.org.au.
It certainly is the WIA National News. It's for week commencing February 2, 2025. And this week, when can we Australian radio amateurs use the alternative AX call sign? WIA AR Magazine editor Roger VK2ZRH. Yota News and something special as young Alan takes his GoPro camera to Dural and their recent trash and treasure. And although an election to vote by postal ballot has now closed, returning officer Peter Cherry, VK2LP, joins us.
We give you the news we like and nothing else. We are VK1WIA.
Notice of an election for directors of the Wireless Institute of Australia. Four directors retire at the conclusion of the next annual general meeting, which will be held in Bendigo on 3rd May 2025, namely Scott Williams, VK3KJ, Peter Klee, VK8ZZ, Giles Kirby, VK5GK, and Peter Schrader, VK4EA. Each retiring director is eligible for re-election. A call for nominations for the position of director of the WIA was made in November 2024 in accordance with the election regulations. As returning officer, I have received five valid nominations from WIA members for the position as director of the WIA. As follows: Giles Kirby, VK5GK, Klaus Ilhart, VK3IU, Peter Klee, VK8ZZ, Peter Schrader, VK4EA, Scott Williams, VK3KJ. As advertised in the call for nominations, there will be four vacancies at the conclusion of the AGM to be held in May 2025, and therefore an election by ballot will be necessary. This election will be held by election ballot with an option for a postal vote as provided for in the WIA election regulations. Members could elect to vote by postal ballot. An election to vote by postal ballot has already closed. The bio for all the candidates has been printed in the January-February edition of Amateur Radio Magazine and will be available to all voters prior to voting. Voting will be by electronic means unless you have requested a postal vote. Postal votes will be dispatched and email invites will be sent to voters on 1st of February 2025. Voting will open on 1st of February 2025 and conclude on 28th February 2025. The email invite to voters will include the details required to log into the electronic voting platform. The order of nominees will change at random for each voter. The formal declaration of the election will be announced at the WIA Annual General Meeting to be held in May 2025. This notice is authorized and spoken by Pete Cherry, VK2LP, WIA returning officer on the 1st of January 2025.
Hey there, dudes and dudies. This is Editor-in-Chief of Amateur Radio Magazine, Roger Harrison, VK2ZRH. I'm still amazed at this, but last week, the first issue of AR Magazine for 2025 rolled off the press at Bairnsdale as scheduled. The electronic edition is being readied for posting to the WIA website next week for members to download. The theme, or the focus, this issue is about portable pursuits, getting out and operating in the great outdoors. Some wag said once that going portable was the best fun you can have outdoors fully clothed. Having done it myself, I totally agree. These days, operators are also doing it to escape the urban RF interference, that RF fog generated by so much electronic equipment, ranging from cell phone chargers to TV sets to household solar panel regulators. This issue, articles on portable operation, filled 16 pages, including a blow-by-blow recount of the Flinders Island Radio Expedition VK5FIL that ran for a week in April last year, through everything you always wanted to know about parks on the air, but were afraid to ask. Brought to you by Marty Nelson, VK4KC, who happens to be the POTR admin for Australia. Elsewhere this issue, on the technical side, the untiring Jim Tregellis, VK5JST, presents a remarkably versatile valve tester, just the thing for boat anchor restorers and up-to-date tube tinkerers. Vacuum tubes aren't on the way out anytime soon. In addition, we have an article looking at dish antennas from a new angle. You may recall that issue 1 last year featured an article titled Of Lobes and Dishes by George Galanis, VK3EIP. This new article from George takes a step to the side and includes info about a cool online application you can play with. As always, there is much, much, much more in Amateur Radio Magazine, issue 1 for 2025. More guts, less gab. Serving Australian amateurs since 1933. Proudly produced and printed in Australia. Also available online. I'm Roger Harrison, VK2ZRH, for VK1WIA News.
Australiana. Sometimes we old-timers forget that not every ham is abreast of what we can and can't do, particularly if you're in an area that does not have an active amateur radio club or they're not a member of the WIA. So a reminder, under a permanent agreement struck with the Australian Communications and Media Authority by your WIA, all Australian radio amateurs may use the alternative AX call sign prefix instead of VK on. You ready? Australia Day, 26th of January. That's why you are hearing AX. Anzac Day, 25 April. And World Telecommunication and Information Society Day, May 17. Yet another achievement of our WIA.
From here, there and everywhere, you've tuned to the Wireless Institute of Australia's national news service. We are VK1WIA. Now with international news, Jason, VK2LAW.
Hello. Leading this week's international news, avalanche transceiver pinpoints body of skier. A wearable wireless safety device known as an avalanche transceiver helped a woman find the body of her husband, a veteran downhill skier who died after being buried in a Colorado mountain avalanche. 57-year-old Donald Modden Jr., who had once been a member of the local mountain rescue team, was likely buried in the avalanche for more than 4 hours before his body was located via transmissions from his tracking device. News reports said the skier's wife became concerned after he failed to check in as agreed. Standing at the trailhead with her own avalanche transceiver, she received transmissions being sent from her husband's device and was able to locate where he was buried. The transceiver transmits on 457 kHz. According to several backcountry ski websites, the most modern devices have a transmitting range of 50 metres or more. A search team was called in to assist with recovering the skier's body. Sony ends Blu-ray, MD and mini-DV media production. With the slow demise of physical media the past years, companies are gradually closing shop on producing everything from the physical media itself to their players and recorders. For Sony, this seems to have now escalated to where it'll be shuttering its optical media storage operations completely after more than 18 years of producing Blu-ray discs. This includes mini-disc media and mini-DV cassettes. This also raises the likelihood that Sony's next game console, likely the PlayStation 6, will not feature any optical drive at all. To help promote amateur radio science and technology and to honour the 100th anniversary of the International Amateur Radio Union, IARU, ARRL is inviting radio clubs and schools to organise a ham radio open house in April. Built around World Amateur Radio Day, WARD, on April 18. The event is intended to highlight the amateur radio service for its development and practice of the latest radio communications and technology, and as a hands-on pathway into science, technology, engineering and mathematics STEM fields for the next generation. In April, amateur radio clubs, school stations and other groups will have the opportunity to advance public knowledge about ham radio by welcoming their communities into their stations for the Ham Radio Open House as part of World Amateur Radio Day. Britain has launched an investigation into Apple and Google's smartphone operating systems, app stores and browsers, its second use of recently bulked up regulatory powers to scrutinise big tech companies. The Competition and Markets Authority said it would assess whether Apple and Google had strategic market status in smartphone ecosystems and the impact they had on users and on business developing content and services such as apps. Specifically, the issues the CMA will investigate include how competition is working across Apple and Google's mobile ecosystems, possible leveraging of Apple and Google's market power into other activities, and whether the two require app developers to sign up to unfair terms and conditions as a condition of using their stores. CMA Chief Executive Sarah Cardell said more competitive mobile ecosystems could foster new innovations and new opportunities across a range of services that millions of people use, be they app stores, browsers, or operating systems. Better competition could also boost growth here in the UK, with businesses able to offer new and innovative types of products and services on Apple and Google's platforms, she said. An investigation decision is expected by October 2025. Ham radio demonstration helps survivors of violence at camp. Camp Family Justice serves paediatric survivors of violence in California, providing them with an opportunity to enjoy the outdoors in a safe environment surrounded by support services, including a medical clinic. Children who applied this year and attended last year are now reporting that they worked diligently in school to earn the privilege of attending Camp Family Justice for a second year. Also contributing to Camp Family Justice is Spencer Holmes, Kilo Mike 6 Sierra Juliet, a popular science teacher at Heritage High School and advisor for the school's amateur radio club Whiskey 6 Hotel, Hotel Sierra. A few weeks ago, Mr. Holmes brought a box full of radios to the camp. The kids were excited, said KM6SJ. They had a lot of questions, and two campers took two GMRS radios and talked to each other for hours. Holmes also set up a mini HF station. He was able to make contact with several stations and allowed the youth to talk on a first-name basis with other amateur operators. Clearly it was chaotic fun, he added, but it also allowed them to enjoy a safe environment and a sense of community. Mr. Holmes is one of the only teachers in the state to receive a national supporting grant from ARRL to facilitate radio communication education. For VK1WIA National News, in Sydney, I'm Jason, VK2LAW.
We are VK1WIA. Now, operational news with VK4FUQ, Felix.
Hello there. Now, contest-wise, 2025. VHF-UHF Field Day, Summer 2025.
Well, the 2025 Summer Field Day was 2 weekends ago, which means that the time for submitting logs is upon us. This is Roger Harrison, VK2ZRH, manager of the VHF-UHF Field Days. Tomorrow, Monday, 3rd February, midnight, Australian Eastern Daylight Saving Time. You've had your fun in the sun, or wind and rain, as the case may be, send us your logs. No matter what logging program you used, or will use, to meet tomorrow's deadline, get that log in. No matter if you stuck with VKCL, or thought you'd give N1MM a try, so long as the electronic log you submit meets the rules as posted to the VHF-UHF Field Days web pages on the WAA website. In the meantime, a couple of well-motivated souls from the Eastern and Mountain District Radio Club in VK3 have been beavering away in the background to develop a program to convert VKCL logs into Cabrillo files. They have made extraordinary progress. I venture to say that an announcement about it is imminent. This will aid overcoming the hiatus occasioned by the untimely passing of Mike Subotch, VK3AVV, developer of the popular VKCL contest logging program. This team of two are to be commended for stepping forward. We all owe them hearty thanks. Keep an eye on the VHF-UHF Field Days webpage on the WAA website. This is Roger Harrison, VK2ZRH, for VK1WIA News.
CQ 160 metre contest, SSB, February 21 till February 23. The IAAU 100th Anniversary Centennial QSO Party. The IAASEQP will be held for 9 days, beginning Saturday 12 April and ending Sunday 20 April. This event will celebrate 100 years of the IAAU. Harry Angel Memorial 80 Metre Sprint, Saturday, May 3. BK Shires Contest, 7th and 8th of June. Trans-Tasman Low Beam Contest, 19 July. DX Window to the World. PC80TT is the special call sign for members of Vieron Leiden to celebrate the 80th anniversary of the liberation of the Netherlands during World War II, 5 May 1945. Look for activity now until June 1. QSL PC80TT via the Bureau to PI4LDN. The special call sign honours the memory of Rudolf Tappenbeck, PCTT, a pioneer of Dutch amateur radio who died in Jongam concentration camp 1944. Our IAAU celebrates its centenary this year, 2025. Since its founding in Paris, France, IAAU has worked tirelessly to promote innovation in amateur radio and to encourage the growth of the service in communities throughout the world. VIA-100 IAAU is a specialman call sign transmitting from VK3 to help celebrate the IAAU centennial. Try as we may, and our editor Graham VK4BB has tried, we will endeavour to find out more about this special event. QSL via M0OXO. A9-100 IAAU is the special call sign for the Bahrain Amateur Radio Society to celebrate the 100th anniversary of the International Amateur Radio Union. Look for activity for 5 days each month. Which days, don't ask me. HI. QSL via EC6DX. This year, the SARL is on the air with special bin call sign ZS100SARL. As the Society celebrates their centenary of organised amateur radio activity in South Africa. KW7R is active as V73KW from the Marshall Islands in the northwestern Pacific Ocean. He is there on a work assignment until September, and in his spare time, he operates CW and FT8 on various bands. QSL V73KW via Logbook of the World. For VK1WIA National News, I'm Felix VK4FUQ Inningham.
From here, there and everywhere, you've tuned to the Wireless Institute of Australia's National News Service. We are VK1WIA. Now, special interest group news with VK3GTV, Cole.
Hello, first up in worldwide special interest group news, it's Adventure Groups. Summits on the air and parks on the air. Let's go parking. Where are the most POTA parks? From the POTA database, it looks like the award for the most parks goes to Victoria, here in VK, with 3,462 entities. Second on the list is England, with 3,405 parks, followed by New South Wales, Queensland and Western Australia. Now we move to Canada, with British Columbia 1,224 and Ontario 1,162. Scotland has 1,158, South Australia back here in VK with 935, and finally, the first US state is New York with 841 active parks. LB0OG, SP1C, SP1FM and SQ1GU will be active as C5PL from the Tangi Bird Reserve, parks on the air number GM0004, the Gambia, now until the 7th of February. And leaving the best adventure group news to last is the word from on high that a new mountain goat exists in VK4. SOTA enthusiast Adele, VK4APT, has actually qualified for her second Mountain Goat Award when she activated VK4SE024. Congratulations, Adele. Worldwide Special Interest Groups, Astronomy and Wireless Weather. North to Alaska. Capital is Juneau, and over 1,000 kilometres north-northwest is the town of Gakona, which boasts a population of less than 150 people, but it is home to the High Frequency Active Oral Research Program, or HAARP. HAARP are conducting a research campaign January 28 through to today, February 2nd, UTC. Operating frequencies will vary, but all HARP transmissions will be between 2.75 MHz and 10 MHz. Research topics for this campaign include VLF generation and ducting and space debris detection. Worldwide Special Interest Groups, Final Frontier. On March the 10th, 1965, a historic connection in amateur radio via satellite was established between HB9RG and DL6EZA. This first satellite connection of radio amateurs marks a significant moment in the history of amateur radio. The AMSAT HB HB9RG Trophy honours this event and recognises HB9RG's interdisciplinary achievements. The distance category focuses on the establishment of further radio connections, instead of, as in many other contests, the number of QSO connections. In doing so, AMSAT-HB aims to create a competition that focuses on technical and operational innovation and highlights HB9RG's historical legacy. The competition will take place for 2 weeks in the first two full calendar weeks of March, 0100 UTC on the first Monday of the first full calendar week, ending 2359 UTC on Sunday of the second full calendar week in March. The aim is to establish the widest possible radio connections during the competition via satellites orbiting the Earth on a LEO, MEO or HEO orbit. The use of a GEO satellite is currently deliberately avoided as the equal treatment of participants cannot be guaranteed either on the GEO satellite itself or worldwide, and this is a global contest. Worldwide Special Interest Groups, IOTA, Islands on the Air. Maldives, IOTA number AS013. Ilion, LZ5KW, is using the call sign 8Q7KW until sometime early February from the Maldives. IOTA number AS013 is using mainly CW, but is including some SSB and FT8. Find him on 83 to 10 metres. St. Helena Island, IOTA AF022. ZD7DPX Giovanni is active holiday style from St. Helena Island until Monday, February the 3rd on SSB and digital modes. QSL via club logs OQRS or direct to IK2DUW. Cell Island, IOTA number AF086. Claudio will be active holiday style as D44OA from Cell Island, AF086, Cape Verde, from the 5th through to the 18th of February on CWSSB on 40 through to 6 metres. Now it's time for Worldwide Special Interest Groups Radio Amateur Old-Timers, and it's over to Clive.
Hello everyone, we're back again, reminding you that tomorrow is the first Monday of the month, time for the Radio Amateurs Old-Timers Club of Australia's February bulletin to go to air. An important notice, Perth luncheon venue change. Members and friends of the RAOTC in Perth are advised that the next monthly lunchtime meeting on Tuesday, February the 11th, will be at the new venue of the High Wycombe Bar and Grill, 530 Kalamunda Road, High Wycombe, starting at 11:30 a.m. All are welcome. See the club website for full details. This month, as well as the latest club news, I'm pleased to introduce a new voice, that of John Ross, VK3MK, with an article about Voyager 1, a story that is truly out of this world. Next, I'll be telling two tales from the past and explaining how it is quite easy to write a short article for OTN. This will be followed by a brief reminder that everyone should plan ahead. Everyone, RAOTC members and non-members alike, is most welcome to listen to the programme and join in the callbacks afterwards. Full details of all transmissions, times, frequencies and modes can be found on the RAOTC website at www.raotc.org.au or just Google RAOTC Broadcasts. Also, you can download the audio file at any time from today from the club's website. Once again, tune in tomorrow for the February RAOTC Bulletin. Enjoy the programme and please join in the callbacks afterwards. 73 from Clive, VK6CSW.
Thank you, Clive. And from the old-timers to the young-timers, it's Worldwide Special Interest Group's Radio Amateur Young-Timers, YOTA. And today, something special. Armed with his GoPro video and audio gathering equipment, we find that intrepid cub reporter, Alan, VK2COD, at Amateur Radio New South Wales HQ, Dural.
What's your name?
Eric Vanderwire, VK2VE, also AC3EY.
Well, how did you like the barbecue today?
Well, considering I'm one of the ones organising it, it's fine by me.
The barbecue's going great. Lots of sales. What's your name and full sign?
My name is Oliver, VK2OLC.
What do you like most about today?
Today, Trash and Treasure. I think it's kind of cool to see that there's some commercial stores that other people have just brought their old equipment to come and sell, and it's interesting to see all the old equipment. I saw an old Kenwood handheld in the Trash and Treasure room before, and it looked really interesting.
Did you like the barbecue?
I did. They definitely gave us probably the best sausages, and the sausage roll was really long. Great deal.
What's your name and call sign?
Emmanuel. My call sign is VK2EMM.
Did you like today?
It's been great. I've got 225 ohm resistors for $5. It's a pretty good deal.
What are you selling here today?
Selling this stuff there, second-hand stuff. And they're all working radios. Get rid of it. That's it.
How do you like today?
Beautiful. It was a nice day, Australia Day. We had sausages, drink, and we enjoyed. I sold a lot of stuff here. And they're all gone.
For VK1WIA National News, I'm Alan, VK2COD in Dural. Now back to you.
Thanks, Alan, for that report. And a reminder that you can see Alan's video and all the other stories in our video version of WIA National News, compiled by Bevan, VK5BD, on his YouTube channel, also televised on ATV stations. Check the link on our news page at wia.org.au. Worldwide Special Interest Groups, VHF and above, inspiring sweet dreams of moon bants. Guest speakers at ham radio club meetings are supposed to inspire, and indeed, many of them do. The guest speaker at one club in California actually inspired a lullaby. Helen Mahoney, KI6LQV, loves amateur radio, to the moon and back. Really, to the surface of the moon and back. She and her husband Doug, K6JEY, enjoy making contacts via moon bounce, also known as Earth-Moon-Earth contacts, or EME. Hearing Helen's recent guest presentation at the W6TOW Amateur Radio Club meeting, Becky, KN6WDQ, was left with a song in her heart. So she wrote it, sang it, recorded it, and put it all on YouTube, with Devon, KN6PHZ, and Mark, KD7DTS, singing backup vocals. This ham radio lullaby is called I Ping the Moon, and is set to the music of another more familiar lullaby, I See the Moon and the Moon Sees Me. It also turns out to be a love song of sorts to a mode that can surprise any ham with a world of contacts, if they use the right equipment. No doubt she's dreaming already of her next QSOs, and now she has the right lullaby to sing herself to sleep. Now you're up to date with the latest Worldwide Special Interest Group news. I'm Col, VK3GTV.
It's a date, and clubs are welcome to email text with audio for this section. Let's have a look at February and March. Two in VK3, one in VK6. In VK6, it's PargFest, that's Peel Amateur Radio Group. That'll be February 15, 9 a.m. at Mandurah Bowling Club. In VK3, it's the Barg Hamfest today, Feb 2, at the Ballarat Polo Cross Pavilion. And in VK3, Yarra Valley Amateur Radio Group Hamfest, March 1 at Moorabbin Community Centre. Now till next we meet, I'm Graham, VK4BB. Walk softly.
This is VK1WIA. All points of contacts from today's news stories are to be found in print, when you read the web editions. www.wia.org.au.
This has been the Wireless Institute of Australia with the weekly news service. This broadcast is in text, audio and video and is accessed on wia.org.au.